This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Hanif Baharudin, and you're tuned in to the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. The stories of KL as a growing city are always told from its developmental, historical, and cultural aspects. While these three aspects do provide interesting layers of stories to our beloved capital city, we can't neglect the lesser components that do add equally interesting narratives to various hotspots within the city. This is what Literacity envisioned when they started their cultural and literature mapping project of Kuala Lumpur. Pioneered by Zikri Rahman, Nurul Aizam and Ridwan Saidi, three individuals who have close relationships with books in their capacities as activists, publisher and author respectively, Literacity wants to establish richer stories of the city through various forms of literature, all the way back from the 1970s to the more contemporary work of today. How did they do it? And what did they learn from this cultural mapping project? Especially about urbanization and its effects on the people from the city and beyond. Zikri Rahman and Nurul Aizam join us for a conversation.
Hi, I'm Aizam. I'm an independent book publisher and a homemaker.
And I'm Zikri, student and also active with Buku Jalanan.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so let's talk about Literacity, right? So tell us how the idea for Literacity was first conceived.
Maybe the basic idea of Literacity is basically to conduct literary and cultural mapping of Kuala Lumpur, because we see the potential of understanding Kuala Lumpur through the perspective of literature. And then what actually triggers is actually to see the heritage of our literary writing in Kuala Lumpur or in Malaysia generally. So from there, we actually being instigated, oh, there might be certain thing that we can understand through the ideas of urbanization in Kuala Lumpur. So when we first started, it's actually triggered among us when we came across a book called Kuala Lumpur Kita Punya by Abdullah Hussein. So that book is actually one of the book that, because the title of the book is very interesting, Kuala Lumpur Kita Punya, which loosely translated as Kuala Lumpur is ours. But what is ours from their perspective? So that's what triggered us to understand the context of literature in Kuala Lumpur.
Okay, and was Literacity partly inspired by or modeled by any initiatives around the world?
Yeah, of course. For example, we can see how there are certain part of the world actually cities of literature, like in Iowa, Edinburgh, and also Dublin, for example. So why not Kuala Lumpur? So that's how we actually think of doing this project. Mm. Yeah.
It's an unconventional way of actually defining the city, because people tend to maybe, when it comes to finding a definition for a city, especially a city like Kuala Lumpur, people tend to talk about the culture, the heritage, and maybe the development that went through throughout the years, right? Mm. So what's the appeal of actually trying to pinpoint the literary narratives of a place like Kuala Lumpur?
So when we first started Literacity, for sure, just now I did mention about and how cities of literature actually indirectly influence our way of approaching things and all. But it also came to the narration of the urbanization process that happened in Kuala Lumpur. For example, you can see in the 70s until now, there is immigrants. For example, the people from rural area coming over to the urban area, urban spaces of Kuala Lumpur at that time. So from there, how do the literature actually capture those kind of aesthetics, those kind of discourse? Because when we actually talk about urbanization or Kuala Lumpur as a city formation, we tend to look at developmental dimension. But is it enough? Hence, the literary idea came across, because when we actually understand or document literature, it's not merely about the physical dimension of the city, but it also comes with its abstract dimension. So when we mention about the ideas of literature and cultural mapping, it's actually a means of using cognitive mapping. Because when we actually talk about cognitive mapping, we didn't actually just document the physical space, but also the relation of the people with their own abstract thinking of the space. So this is how the ideas of Literacity being developed upon.
How did you guys implement it?
We started off with asking our friends on Facebook or social media what the literary texts that represent Kuala Lumpur. So we try to list down, and then we go to the library and try to read them if we can find them. And then we approached literary figures ranging from our national laureates and then maybe
contemporary writers.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So, and then we get some infos from them.
So, what are some of the more well-known places around KL that were mentioned by these authors?
The one that everybody mentions is Mat Som. Mat Som is very popular. So, we started with Mat Som. So, in Mat Som, they have Panggung Odeon, and then we have Restaurant Capital, and then Kampung Baru. Even though it's not mentioned in the text, it's visually apparent.
From the text, for example, because we also focus on four different genres. Like, we are also looking at the novel, short stories, poems, and also drama script, because we have to start very broad in that terms, because in order for us to understand the city, it might be some ideas that lies between those kind of texts. So the ideas is actually to document from 70s until the contemporary time, because we have to make it very broad. But at the same time, we also do have our own limitation, because for most of the organizers of literacy, we can't really read Chinese or read Tamil. So in that particular sense, we only have to document Malay and English literature. So maybe in the future, we're thinking of actually to include Chinese and Tamil literature as well in our process of documenting literature texts of Kuala Lumpur.
Okay, so yeah, because I was just about to ask you whether you guys incorporate literatures from other vernacular languages as well, because, I mean, we all know that Malaysia, especially in a place like KL, it's not only limited to the English and the Malay language narratives, right? Yeah, so what factors did you consider when deciding to focus on literature from the 1970s until today? Why 1970s specifically?
Because personally, for me, I'm thinking of actually documenting the urbanization period in Kuala Lumpur. And also we can see how the social engineering through government policy, especially through the new economic policy by the government at that time, actually instigate those kind of urbanization process. So for us, it is a very interesting point. And also, you can see how the formation of Malaysia and the separation of Malaysia from Singapore, in a way, at that time, it also happened during that time. So it actually influenced our way of thinking or understand the city. So I would love to actually look at or try to elaborate more on how Pak Samad Said, through our interviews with him, where he actually said that his ideas about city has always been Singapore. But the moment when the separation of Malaysia and Singapore happened, he has to reconstruct everything that he understand about the culture of the city, because he has to reimagine everything to the culture of Kuala Lumpur. In a way, it does affect most of his writings afterwards. Mm. Yeah.
So how did this urbanization process influence writers out there when it comes to understanding the city? And how did it translate to the stories they try to tell through their work? Mm.
So for example, just now, Aizam did mention about Mat Som, for example. So you can see how Mat Som as a character in that novel, he actually felt very isolated, very alienated of the process in the city, because he's not from the city.
Yeah, he's also a migrant.
Yeah, immigrant, yeah. So from there, when he actually felt alienated or isolated, that's where literature actually struck in. Because for sure, most of the sociology works or even social science work doesn't actually capture those kind of uncertainties of human emotion. So that's the importance of literature in capturing those kind of moments, actually. But also from there, you can see how the people in the 90s, for example, for most of the writers, they are no longer, or most of them are no longer from the rural area. So you can see how the ideas or their aesthetics in portraying the city suddenly become more acceptive of the city condition. So maybe that's how the difference or that's the paradigm of how literature can actually broaden up our understanding of the city.
So apart from that, were there any surprising finds during your research on Malaysian literature, apart from those interpretation of the city based on their perspective and based on where they're from?
For me, of course, because I'm thinking of the surprising things can be deemed as the discourse of the overall literature that we have. For example, we can see how the multilingualism of the city, you can see how it was being incorporated into the literature text. The way the writers actually write, how they actually incorporate different kind of slang, different kind of languages into the text, which is a very important thing, especially in the post-colonial city formation. Because you can see how the city was being segregated. For example, we have Chinatown or Brickfield being associated with the Indian community, or the Jalan Tunku Abdurrahman as the Malay community. It's actually being represented also in most of the literature texts. And also how the people actually stigmatize each other through their spaces. Because for most of them, they didn't actually go to one another places. So from there, you can see it's not really surprising, because we can see how people tend to be prejudiced when they didn't know each other. Mm. But it's also actually prevail in most of the literature texts in that sense. Mm. Yeah,
I feel with the migration, the older generation, right, they would always, not always lah, I think macam memaparkan that city is something bad. So with the contemporary writers, they would show something more of their lifestyle in KL already. So that's, I think, one of the difference lah with the both generation.
They tend to be more nostalgic maybe.
Yes.
And for sure, maybe I would like to elaborate more on that. It's also because of the growth of the literary, not genre, but literary modes of production, where at that time, there is a tendency of literature writing to be inconsistent of, there is a confrontation between urban literature and rural literature at that time. And maybe, for example, people like the late Shannon Ahmad, he's always perceiving, just now Aizam did mention about how city is so bad, a bad place, but the village is very peaceful and all. But is it true?
Yeah,
especially among the contemporary writers now.
That was Zikri Rahman, and he's joined by Nurul Aizam, and they're both representatives from Literacity, a cultural mapping project that aims to incorporate literature into the histories of our capital city. Coming up, Zikri and Aizam are going to share more about their project. I'm Hanif Baharudin, and you're listening to I Love KL on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, you're listening to I Love KL, bringing you closer to the people and places of our capital city. I'm Hanif Baharudin. We've been dissecting an ambitious initiative by Literacity, a group that aims to explore stories of the city that are present in literature of various forms. We are joined by Zikri Rahman and Nurul Aizam, and continuing our conversation, we learn more about how Literacity translates their various research of the city into something digestible by the public. How do they deal with the changing perspectives of the city, from the older generation of authors to the younger contemporary writers?
I guess it is also important to understand the city through the fragments of writing. Because I would love to actually to quote like James Joyce when he actually wrote Ulysses, where he did mention about in the future when someone going to build Dublin from ruins, it must be based on the stories of Ulysses. But in the context of Malaysia, in the context of Kuala Lumpur, we may not be able to construct Kuala Lumpur from the debris of our literature texts, because everyone has their own different interpretation of the city, which is far more interesting than what James Joyce tried to be, for example. Because, for example, you can see how people from different era actually want to build from a different positionality. What I mean by positionality is that they are coming from, for example, we did mention it several times about people from urban area to urban area, but also it comes to how people becoming more acceptive of their reality. One of the drama scripts that is very interesting is called A Modern Woman Called Ang Tau Mui. So from there, there is this one very interesting anecdote in the script where the character Ang Tau Mui actually was being asked for an identity card. And ironically, she was being asked by a migrant workers who's actually working as a security guard for her identity card, although for sure she's a Malaysian. But because of her portrayal or her appearance, she was being deemed as not from here. Mm-hmm. So in the city, you can see how the identity was being consumed or being appropriated to a certain lenses or certain context. But literature can actually debunk those kind of things in a way. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So it's one thing to conceptualize the project as such, but how did you guys translate it for public consumption? What did you guys actually do in terms of activities or events to help the public out there understand what you guys are trying to achieve?
Okay, on our first year of running this project, we had a literary tour. So we engaged with 5 artists, performing arts artists. We did a literary tour. So 4 of them are given 1 literary text of Kuala Lumpur, from 1 novel, 1 short story, 1 poetry book, and another one is the drama script. So they had to read the books and interpret it into a performance. So we have another artist who would gel between the other 4. So he had to read all 4. And then we did this in August 2016. Mm. So we had about 80 people who
joined us for the literary tour.
Yeah. Mm. So the idea was the literary tour. We called it literatur. Mm. So from the tour, literatur. Yeah. we had all of them gathered at the Medan Pasar, and we went for a walk until near the JKKN building. So our curator is
Ridwan
Saidi. Yes. So he conceptualized the tour by bringing everybody from the public spaces where everybody was
very vibrant,
converging. So Medan Pasar is very
lively,
lively. And we went from there towards an abandoned roundabout behind JKKN building. So yeah, that's what one of the activities lah. The other output that we had during our research was our book, literacy book. We have 10 interviews that we did with the literary figures, and we put the 10 interviews in there, and we have Zikri and Ridwan's write essays, and we have another 2 photo essays. We worked with Goethe Institute as well. We had this engagement with a German writer who wrote something about KL while he was here some time ago lah. So then from his text, we had some photos during his stays, and so it's like kita convert dia jadi a photo essay as well lah, inspired by his writing. And the other one was Ridwan's photo essay, because he's also a photographer. So he had this photo essay called Ranggi Metropolis. Ranggi Metropolis was based on Latif Muhyiddin
Catatan Latif Muhyiddin.
He has this anecdote where he walked from Batu Road to Jalan Ampang. So Ridwan retraced his route and took pictures of the route. That's 4 things in the book. Mm. Yeah. What else did we do?
I guess another thing that we actually produce is actually the website.
Yes, and the map.
So, and also, of course, the map itself. But the website is very important, where it actually includes our bibliography, where people can actually access and people can actually suggest what kind of literature that they want to be included in there as well. So that's what we produce for 2 years of our project right now. And then another thing is actually the map itself, where although the map has been seen as a physical copy, so there's 12 different literature texts there, but at the same time, we're also thinking of how the city mutate itself continuously. Mm-hmm. So the physicality of the map might not be relevant in 10 years' time, for example. People will actually say that, this is not the literature text that actually represent Kuala Lumpur anymore. We have to have maybe another text to capture those kind of literariness of our city, for example. Mm. Yeah.
What were some of the challenges that you faced in trying to get the project off the ground in the beginning?
In terms of the funding, is because we received the funding at the first place to kickstart our project is through Think City. But at the same time, we also engage with different stakeholders, like people from Perbadanan Kota Buku and also Goethe Institute, Fiksi, and also receive a grant from Christian Jit Astro Foundation.
ITBM.
And also ITBM for our publication.
Yep.
So that's how we actually kickstart our project. And for sure, in terms of the help, we actually relieve in that sense. But at the same time, we also face problem with the process of documentation.
Yep.
For example, we actually face challenge to gain more information about the theatre script in Malaysia, because most of the time, maybe Aizam can actually share more about the process as well.
Yeah, for drama scripts, it's very hard to find drama scripts being published. So What we found through our interviews, most helpful was Amir Muhammad interviews that we did with Amir Muhammad, because he actually went to see theatre productions during the previous time. So we get to know the staging of the play, but to find the text for drama script is very hard because most of the time drama scripts are not published. It's just being given to actors and being staged. Mm. That's one of the hardest thing to find. Yeah. But we also very lucky to find text from Five Arts Centre. They have compiled drama scripts from their productions, staging history. Yeah. That's the book.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So what other events or what other projects do you guys have lined up in the future for Literacity?
I guess that's a very big question, actually, because for sure, for most of us, because we also have a different project and all. But in the meantime, we also have to focus on this particular project also, because it's not about three of us, because we're thinking of actually linking it up with another literary collective who are very active in Kuala Lumpur as well. So in terms of the future plan, for sure, just now I did mention about the limitation of the literature text that we didn't have enough. Because currently, maybe we have around 110 or 100 literature texts, of which it doesn't actually represent Kuala Lumpur at all. Not really at all, but it doesn't necessarily capture everything that happened in Kuala Lumpur. So we're thinking of actually to include Chinese and Tamil literature. And of course, because you did also mention about the how the city evolved from time to time, where we actually have a lot of a migrant workers community in Kuala Lumpur. So how do we actually incorporate their kind of literature texts? Because we also have people who actually been conducting the migrant workers poetry competition, for example. So it might be something there, or even their own self-published newspaper by the Nepalese and Myanmar who actually resided in Kuala Lumpur. So there might be something there, but for sure, it would be a very interesting project to go through. And also another thing that we already been discussed several times is actually to have a proper documentary of the people in the city.
We wanted to do something video-based. Our initial idea was to have one literary figure and we would go around KL with him or her. Well, we already talked about it. Maybe the first one that we wanted to do with is Pak Samat, because he walks around the city and he lives in the city.
In Bangsa.
Yeah. So we wanted to do something like it's our extension of literary tour with a literary figure. So that's one of the thing.
This is one of the film that actually doing that. I can't remember. Midnight in...
Oh, yeah. So one of the thing that triggered our video punya
idea
is the film called Midnight in Paris. So where the main character travels through time or not and meet legendary literary writers. That's what we wanted to do.
Those were the voices of Nurul Aizam and Zikri Rahman from Literacity, a cultural and literature mapping project that aims to create a different narrative of the city. To find out more about their project, you can check out their website, www.literacitykl.com. And with that, we end this week's episode of I Love KL. If you'd like to revisit the episode, head over to bfm.my/ilovekl or download our latest app via Google Play or the App Store. Also, follow the station on Twitter at BFM Radio. My name is Hanif Baharudin, and you have been tuning in to I Love KL, bringing you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Join us again next week on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.